to sort my restless mind. You can't tell me why.
Can you? What is up, everybody? This is Danny Nesvetterani, your host for the hour. Thank you so much to Jacob for that lovely hour of the Ars Show. And now we're here at 6 p.m. for Analog Archives, CJSF's in-house archives show, where I do a bit of a deep dive on some of what we have in our collection. This show will never end because we have thousands of items in said collection, which is really exciting for me, and I hope it's exciting for all of you. We've got three separate artists and three separate records here for you today. And to start off, we've got some local Vancouver content, but this is something that comes from 1997, I believe. And it is from an artist by the name of Twilight Circus Dub Sound System, which is apparently the dub and reggae project of a multi-instrumentalist, Ryan Moore, who was also former bassist and drummer of the legendary Pink Dots. And this is someone who has been making music for quite a while. And this album came out in 1997. And it is called, if I can read correctly, Bin Shaker Dub. So this isn't, you know, specifically reggae. This is sort of like a mix and, you know, kind of strips away a lot of the instrumental and kind of focuses on the percussive elements. And I was really into it, so I thought I would play some of it for all of you. Once again, this is Twilight Circus Dub Sound System with Bin Shaker Dub, first track, Thunder Mix. Let's see how this goes. All right, you know when I said see how this goes? Let's see how this goes now.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Twilight Circus Dub Sound System with Thunder Mix. Coming up, we've got Highway. Once again, you are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny Nesvetterani. And before I get into the next couple of songs on this album from Twilight Circus Dub Sound System, I feel like I have to keep rereading that. And looking at the production notes for this album, it seems like it had a pretty international production process. It says it was recorded and mixed at Studio Twilight, the Netherlands, and the Miller Block, Vancouver, Canada. Mystery musicians are listed. Flutes on 6 and 7, additional percussion on 7, Sly Dunbar drum loops on 4 and 9, drums recorded by Daryl Newdorf at the Miller Block, and it was mastered by Ernie Anches at Friends Amsterdam. Vinyl lacquer cut by Christoph Grote Beverborg at Dub Plates and Mastering Berlin. And album designed by Anya Rachmat. There's a little bit of a thank you note here at the end. Thank you, Anya, Maureen, Daryl, Tracy, Niels, Pascal, Aaron, Elise, Jim, John, and all the friends and supporters of Twilight Circus worldwide. And when I was looking more into Twilight Circus, this is someone who is still quite active. He has his own website at twilightcircus.com that you can find. And the bio reads that Ryan Moore, the man behind Twilight Circus, Moore's fascination with dub began in the early 1980s, inspired by the nexus of punk rock and dub, which filmmaker Don Letts forged in London, along with the futuristic possibilities hinted at by cyberpunk author William Gibson in Neuromancer. Throughout the 80s, he obsessively collected every dub LP he could find, which included Jamaican dub legends like King Tubby, Prince Jammy, Lee Perry, and scientists, as well as second-generation figures operating from London like Adrian Sherwood, Mad Professor, and Ja Shaka. Since being the opening act for Skinny Puppy side project Download on their 1996 world tour and several tours billed with the legendary Pink Dots, Twilight Circus has maintained a busy schedule, mind you, playing all over the world on nearly every continent, including major festivals like Dower Festival, Summer Jam, Fuji Rock Festival in Japan, One Love Festival in UK, Asagiri Jam also in Japan, and Sierra Nevada World Music Festival in the United States. So he's all around, and he seems to still be quite active. So if he ever comes by Vancouver, go check him out. Anyways, this next track by Twilight Circus is titled Killer. Let's see what this one's about. Thank you. Once again, you are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This next one by Twilight Circus is titled Lowell and Nine. Alright, we're on to the last track we're going to play off of this album. This one's titled Shaka. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Twilight Circus with Bin Shaker Dub. All right. Thank you to Twilight Circus for those dub tunes off of his 1997 album, Bin Shaker Dub. Just one of thousands, one of thousands of gems that we've got here at CJSF. And I'm going to be going on to the next group of the hour. This is a band by the name of Current Figures, and I'm holding their record in my hands right now. This is a project by the name of The Gray Area, and I have never heard of this band, but apparently they were based in Vancouver and active within the 80s and 90s. I was able to find a single Discogs posting for this album and absolutely nothing else. And there was one description that some kind person by the name of Super 80 Boy wrote 4 years ago, which says a duo compromised of percussionist Bob Caldwell and keyboardist Edwin Dolinsky, doing what period reviews describe as a two-man electronic orchestra, bringing to audiences both the latest in synthesized sounds and the opportunity to see the sounds made, stored, bent, altered, and reactivated. Instrumental synthesizer arrangements. So I'm intrigued. I hope you are too. This first track off of Gray Area is called Current Figures. This is I was about to say title track, but I guess the band title track. And then that will go right into a whole 10-minute song by the name of Apples and Oranges. Let's see.